producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. You know, many of you guys have been asking me about topical preparations when it comes to pain. And, you know, I usually like to pretend like I know everything there is to know about everything, right? And, you know, every now and then, there's just a small thing that I may not be able to answer for you guys. So, I'm going to be having a pharmacist on that talks to you guys about the, you know, topical type of preparations that are out there for pain and why compounding pharmaceuticals may be kind of the way we treat now in the future, as less and less people can't afford pharmaceuticals. with our new healthcare system and the way it is. Sometimes we just got to kind of cook it up ourselves. But I got to tell you, this is going to be pretty, pretty interesting. So I'm really excited as John Cook from Pinnacle Pharmaceuticals joins us. All right, now, dental fillings could possibly rot our teeth. Okay, well, that doesn't make any sense to me because I'm a huge proponent of dental fillings. But we have a study where they are finding people seem to have more decay after they get dental fillings. Where did this come from? We're going to talk about that. All right? Do you guys remember the little Vietnam girl in that iconic photo? Kim Phuc, 52 years old, who is kind of a symbol of some of the horrors that happened with the Vietnam War. This photo taken of her in 1972 where she was out in the middle of the street naked. Apparently she had been sustaining major burns, and the reason why she's crying is because she was walking towards the camera dealing with burns and, you know, had to have her clothes taken off from that. She is going to be doing laser, treatment, and to see if it helps some of the chronic pain that she sustained from this burn. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about why my stupid computer still wants to do updates. Why does it always want to do updates when I'm trying to do my show? No. Remind me tomorrow. Let's just say remind me tomorrow. It better not remind me tomorrow when I'm on my show. Now, this blew my mind. Now, I remember learning about this in medical school. And I put this on Facebook and Twitter, and I wrote a story for Epic Times. But there's a dad, all right, who gave birth to a kid. And there was some question about the paternity. I'll tell you guys about this. Turns out his kid was really fathered by his unborn twin. What? I know, pretty spooky stuff. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's just go right to the story, because this is pretty, pretty interesting, okay? You got a 34-year-old man and his wife, okay, or a partner, that made a baby with the help of a fertility clinic. Now, baby was born healthy, but the child's blood type was different than the parents. So the husband took an at-home paternity test. And I guess he was told, nope, you're not the father. The DNA didn't match. And he was like, whoa, 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 wait a second, what? All right. So they thought maybe the fertility clinic used the wrong sperm. Now, the clinic assured them there was no mix-up. So the couple got a lawyer. All right, and approached, I guess, let me see who, I think a Stanford University geneticist, Barry Starr. So Starr had the father and son take DNA ancestry tests, and they learned that the boy and his father were about maybe 10% genetically matched, But actually, the boy was fathered by the dad's brother. Now, the dad doesn't have a brother. But he must have had an unborn twin. And in utero, the dad absorbed the DNA. This is called human chimera, where you soak up the genes of a twin that was present in the womb. Now, this DNA hid out or was passed along in dad's sperm. So when dad's sperm was used for the fertility of the mom's egg, then for fertilizing it, that's how uncle's DNA got in there. All right, you know, and I know some of you guys are like, well, you know, if anybody is going to father your kid, rather it be your brother. I don't know if that's soothing at all. What was very interesting is the geneticist saw further evidence of chimerism, we call it, in the father's skin. He has two-toned areas in the skin, dark and light strips. Now, I guess, you know, CSI, I don't watch a lot of CSI, but I guess they talk about this a lot in CSI. Pretty cool stuff. And I guess Daily Beast reports human chimerism is very common, but exquisitely difficult to identify, coming to light almost exclusively by accidents such as this. Like, for example, you guys could actually have your sister or brother's DNA in you right now, but you don't know because nobody's ever asked. You guys give birth to kids, right? Nobody ever questions paternity. But in this particular case, a paternity test was done, you know, because the blood type was different. They're like, well, that's odd. Oh, you know what? Come to think of it, my kid's blood type is a little different, too. I might want to... That would be weird. Oh, that would be freaky. My kid's a B minus. I'm B positive, and I think my husband's B positive. I better figure that out. I just figured it might have been the Sparklets water guy or the UPS guy. But, I mean, it really was my husband that fathered my kid, huh? But I got to tell you, for some of you ladies out there going, okay, wait, what's this human what? So I use it as, it's called human, I believe it's pronounced chimera. All right, so if your husband does not think the kid is his, blame it on him chimerizing with somebody in the womb and passing the DNA on to you. Just blame. You know what? We always know, we women always know how to turn it around, don't we? We always know how to turn it around and blame hubby, right? And I'm sure mom is like, wait a second. How come I'm having all this different type of DNA coming inside me? What's going on here? I do not need any more DNA. Okay, let's just, you know, keep it just one. I'd be confused too, but it happens. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back. I'm a walking
in the rain. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odor, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so I keep yelling at you guys to go to the dentist. I want you going at least twice a year, or if you ever have any issues. And one of the big things that I really, really love about the dentist is they stop tooth decay. Now, how do they stop tooth decay? Well, they're just superheroes, right? Super dentists. You know, everybody kind of, you know, gives dentists a hard time on TV and in movies and comedians and stuff, but I think they're really, really cool. Very, very sexy group of doctors, by the way, okay? Because they make you look good. They fix your teeth, all right? These guys are studs and gals, all right? And one of the things they do, all right, is they do fillings. One of the things, one of the thousands of things dentists do. And, well, what's a filling? Okay, well, you have a crack in your tooth, right, a cavity, okay, right, it cavitates, okay? So you have a cavitated cavity in your tooth. And things get stuck in the cracks of the teeth, right? Not too good. Bacteria get in there. Sugar gets in there. The bacteria feeds on the sugar. It makes acid. and the bacteria want to build a little home. Okay, you know how you guys move into a home or an apartment, you're like, nah, you know what, I think I need to kind of move things around. Maybe I need to take down a couple walls. You know, I need to start, you know, Dahlia-izing this house and, you know, make it feel more like home. Well, the bacteria do the same thing. So when they start to do that with the teeth, it invades and invades and invades, and then it becomes a pretty, pretty bad, very, very bad tooth. So what dentists have to do is they have to clean that out. A lot of times they drill out the bad part of the tooth, and then they put fillings in there. So the fillings don't let bacteria and sugar get in there and, you know, set up shop again. And so your fillings leave kind of a smoother top surface, and sometimes they need to be changed out, but, you know, for the most part, they do good. All right, so there was a study carried out by experts in Oslo, Norway, going, oh, no, 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 no. We need to rethink this whole process, suggesting that fillings may increase the chances of decay. Researchers reportedly found that 6 out of 10 teeth alongside the fillings suffered decay after 5 years, with nearly a third of them needing a filling themselves. So they're saying your teeth around the teeth start to decay, so it's the filling's fault. And I'm like, wait a second. If you have one tooth rotting, it would make sense that the other tooth are going to probably rot also. I don't see why it's the dentist's fault. They think it's the trauma caused by having a filling may explain why teeth either side become susceptible to developing infections. Experts at the British Dental Association say the findings warrant a review. That doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, think about it. Okay, if you kind of have little cracks in your teeth, why only one tooth? Okay, you could get cavities in multiple teeth. So if somebody goes, yeah, the other teeth start to get cavities, well, duh. You know, you get cavities. You're a cavity, you know, doing person. You get cavities. That's just what you are. Okay, that's your identity now. I want to blame. And, I mean, you know, any of you guys that have ever had fillings done by a dentist, they don't sit there and nick all the teeth as they finally get to your teeth like a hockey puck along, you know, the ice court. They specifically go to the tooth that needs to be dealt with. So I don't know what the heck they're talking about. The study published by the Journal of Dentistry was led by Simon Koppenrud of the Nordic Institute of Dental Materials in Oslo, Norway. And he said dentists have to be careful of the risks. Barely the research on the, I believe it's the magazine, Express, quotes him as saying the most important message is that if restoration takes place in one place, the problem of decay is not solved. It is highly possible that the intervention by the dentist causes a problem with the adjacent teeth. Well, let me see what else. More research is urgently needed to find out what dentists could do. Or why dentists could be causing these problems. They say the dental expert added that fillings were currently still the best option available to dentists, and he described calls for a tax on sugary drinks. Apparently, I guess in Europe, they're talking about taxing sugary drinks, and he says that's a no-brainer. They think that if you do a 20% tax over there, that would cut sugar consumption. I mean, I see that. That's a whole different subject. Let's finish with the dental thing, but then I want to talk about the sugar tax, okay? So, you're going to the dentist, all right, and you're concerned now because you hear this article and you're like, okay, well, fillings, should I not get the fillings? Should I get the fillings? This is the thing. You have a cavity, you got to get it fixed. Right now, fillings are the best things out there, okay? What I'm wondering that the dentists are going to have to do is assume, all right, they're going to have to assume that a tooth next to it is probably already in the process microscopically, even though it's not picked up on x-ray yet. Most cavities are picked up on x-ray, or there's a test that they do where they could test to see with their little instrument if you have a cavity. And so when they could test the feeling of the tooth and, you know, even see the cracks, etc., you have a cracked tooth, that tooth is probably coming out, all right? I don't think they're going to keep it. But again, I'm not a dentist. I'm a family doctor, okay? So we'll get one of our favorite dentists back on to talk about this. But personally, I'm not worried. I would just say, look, make sure you're going for your regular exams. The less cavities, the better. And if you have one tooth that has already started to decay. Assume you have other teeth about to decay and make sure they're watching it. But I sincerely doubt that the technique most dentists use that are board certified are actually destroying your other teeth next to it. I do not think that's the case. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, what about the idea of these sugar taxes? I know we talk about it here in America all the time. I know I think elections are going to be in November or the following discussing taxing sugar. Will that work? Okay, I mean, if you wanted to go and let's say get some ho-hos or some cupcakes, and you saw that the cupcakes were $5.25 instead of $5, would that stop you? No, it wouldn't. Okay, I mean, for me, when I want a piece of cake, I'm going to get a piece of cake. And the reason why I know this is prices have already gone up. We were at a restaurant, and they burned my fish, okay? And I ordered fish. And they felt so bad that they burned the fish. Oh, of course I ate it. I mean, I was hungry. I mean, I'm not going to wait for them to cook more fish. Never send your food back. Never. Because somebody could spit on your food. Trust me, I worked in a restaurant. So I was like, you know what? I'll keep it. All right? So I'm eating it. I'm eating around the burnt areas. And the waiter goes, look, let's get you dessert. I was like, really? All right. Okay, so I looked at the desserts, and the desserts were pretty expensive. I mean, they were like all of them over $5, $6, $7. To me, that's expensive. And even though I really didn't need the calories for the dessert, I definitely welcome a free dessert. Okay, first, I love dessert. Second, I love free. So that was a no-brainer. But it's more expensive. I mean, you know, restaurants have been raising prices. And great waiter and, you know, great restaurant, even though they burnt the fish, but that's okay. Very, very excited that they gave us free dessert. That was really, really cool. But prices are already going up. So soda pop, right? I'll walk through the Target aisle or the Walmart aisle. And remember when you could get, you know, liters of bottles of soda for 49 cents? And then, you know, eventually it was 99 cents. We're looking at $1.50, $1.99 for a 2-liter thing of soda. So, I mean, you're already getting taxed. You're already paying more. And is it stopping people? No, it's not. You know, it should. But if somebody wants something, they're going to get it. Okay? If somebody really, really, really wants sugar, if I really want my ho-ho, if I really want my cotton candy, if I really want a margarita, okay, the price doesn't seem to stop you. Not at that level. And people will many times go, you know what, I'll skip the salad. Ma'am, would you like maybe some spinach, some sautéed spinach with your order? No. I don't want to spend a few dollars on a side because I want to save my money for dessert. You used to save room for dessert. Now you're saving money for dessert. Is there a problem with that? So what do I think would help to help stop the sugar? Stop the you know, I think, this is what I think would work. I think having daily weigh-ins. Many of you guys are running around thinking you're skinny. You're in denial. Okay, I'm in denial. I think I'm the hottest thing out there. Right? And then all of a sudden, I look in the mirror. I get on the scale. I'm like, oh. So I don't look in the mirror. I don't get on the scale. I put my makeup on blindly. Many of you guys see lines and smudges. It's because I refuse to look in the mirror. I don't want to look at me and know the truth. Okay? I'd be too embarrassed. But maybe that's what we need to do. You figure out how much you weigh. If you really see what you do weigh, or you take some measurements, right, and you're kind of, I don't know, I don't want to use the word forced to do that, but you're required to do that, you know, I think that'll be enough to scare you, going, you know what, I don't think I'm going to reach for the soda pop, or I don't think I'm going to reach for the candy, or I don't think I'm going to reach for the, you know, triple cheese burger with bacon on it. All right, guys. All right, when we come back, I want to talk about compounding pharmacies and what they do and what they can do for our pain epidemic that we have. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Way has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Way is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I really do appreciate you joining us. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I apologize. It looks like my guest is not with us. But I want to quickly review compounding pharmacies, okay? Unfortunately, whenever we hear of compounding pharmacies, there's been some media attention, like with the New England Compounding Center that occurred, where we had that disaster where there was a fungal contamination of a steroid preparation and unfortunately caused multiple meningitis outbreaks. But compounding pharmacies are significant and so integral in the way that we are administering medicines these days that we need to learn about them. Okay? Now, basically, what compounding pharmacies have been used for is to make drugs prescribed by doctors that are a little bit more tailor-made to you. Okay? So, for example, let's say you just can't take regular estrogen. Premarin. Let's say you just don't tolerate the dose, so you need something a little bit more prepared for you. Or you want it in a form that's not commercially available. This is what compounding pharmacies do. They compound your pharmaceutical. And so, for example, they talk about here, let's say there's a child that needs a dose, let's say, that usually comes an adult dose. Your doctor is doing something off-label because he thinks that particular medicine is exactly what your child needs, so they need to titrate a different dose. Sometimes compounding pharmacies will do that. Or let's say there's a drug, and you are allergic to one of the components in that drug, but the rest of the ingredients you're fine with. So then a compounding pharmacy would make the proper dosage, or they would make the drug without the thing that you are allergic to. All right? WebMD has a real nice review on compounding pharmacies. Apparently, they say in the last couple of years, there's been an upsurge. Okay? And you've seen more and more of a role of compounding pharmacies. Right now, there are 56,000 community-based pharmacies in the U.S. Half of them directly serve local patients and doctors. Some 7,500 compounding pharmacies specialize in advanced compounding services, so they make sterile products. So they make things like steroid shots or things that have, that are, you know, used, let me see, intrathecally or epidurally or even IV. And so the FDA regulates them, okay? And they regulate pharmacies. You have state boards of pharmacies. You know, it's safe. The FDA regulates, quote-unquote, the integrity of the drugs. The Drug Enforcement Agency also regulates compounding pharmacies. But, you know, if I could get the guests back later, I want to talk about what they do and why some of these compounding agents work. You know, whether it's topical, whether it's, you know, injectable, et cetera. And, you know, I've always been a proponent and encouraged and an advocate of having medicines tailor-made to you. It doesn't make any sense that we're giving all these people, whether they're male, whether they're female, whether they're 50 years old, whether they're 25 years old, whether they're black, whether they're white, whether they're Latino, and we give them the same milligram prescription because that's what the pharmaceutical gives us. And, you know, maybe there's a combination that needs to be done. Now, luckily, there's plenty of pharmaceuticals where we can mix and match. So if I think you need, let's say, a calcium channel blocker as well as a diuretic, I can do that. Yeah, I could give you a couple medications. There's even combo medications, of ACE inhibitors and diuretics, et cetera, for your blood pressure. But, you know, everybody is different. And you'll have some people that react very nicely to a medication. Then you have others that don't. So the compounding pharmacy field is something that I think we are going to see a lot more developments in, because there's a lot of things that can be done. I know in my neck of the woods we have Pinnacle Compounding Pharmacy. They do great. They got medicines out there for migraines and neck pain and back pain and hormones and things like that. So you know what? Check it out. Talk to your medical provider and see what they can do. If it's something that you could utilize. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now we're coming into the cold weather, right? Starting to get a little chilly. I love it. I love it when it starts to get a little chilly and crisp outside. And one of the reasons why we love it is because we like to get in our big flannel shirts with our big flannel blanket. We like to go up to the fireplace and drink our hot chocolate. I know some of you guys are really into eggnog and all that other stuff, but, you know, hot chocolate, a lot of us do year-round. And many people have been saying hot chocolate is healthy, because they say if you have dark chocolate, you have a lot of antioxidants. Well, unfortunately, we have a dietitian from Los Angeles, Jennifer Glockner, who says, no. She goes, when I reviewed the nutritional information for hot chocolate at popular coffee house chains across the country, it was hard to find a healthy, clean version. One, she says, hot chocolate is too many calories. What? She said it's going to depend on portion size and what kind of milk is used, but most hot chocolates range anywhere from 200 to 400 calories because they are liquid carbohydrates, and you're going to be hungry. No. She goes, if you can't resist, maybe do the smallest serving size, okay? If you're going to one of these places like, you know, Starbucks or whatever that I think has hot chocolate, which is delicious, by the way, ask for a smaller serving size. She also says they have silly amounts of sugar. Well, it's hot cocoa, okay? She says most hot chocolate powders on the market, as well as ones used by coffee houses, list sugar as the first ingredient, with additional sugars disguised throughout the ingredient list. She says most range between 34 and 41 grams of sugar per 12-ounce serving, and that exceeds the daily recommended value, she says, in one fell swoop. I used to sit there in the 80s and open up my Swiss Miss chocolate hot chocolate packets, lick my finger and stick my finger in the packet and just suck on the chocolate stuff. And because I didn't like hot chocolate, I don't like hot drinks. I don't drink coffee. I'll only eat soup if I get to throw a bunch of ice in my soup to kind of cool it down. I don't like cold soup. Don't be giving me cold soup. Like, what's it called? Gazpacho or something like that? Yeah, I am not a cold. That really freaks me out. Cold soup or cold hot chocolate or cold coffee, I really wig out when I see something like that, so don't even go there. But I would just sit there and just, you know, lick the hot chocolate mix. Not the smartest thing to do. Too much sugar. They say do not add whipped cream or chocolate sauce to your hot cocoa. Well, then what's the point? Hot cocoa's supposed to have a bunch of whipped cream and marshmallows. She says they also have high or sky-high sodium. All right. Most 12-ounce hot chocolates contain 370 milligrams of sodium, which is 16% of the daily recommended value. What? That's a lot of sodium. All right. So try to get, I guess, low sodium hot chocolate. You know what? I know. That stinks. This is what I would do. Just enjoy one hot chocolate and then no more for the rest of the season. To do that, okay? I hate it when people try to healthify something that is our comfort food. Don't try to healthify it, okay? All right? Give me my hot chocolate, but I just won't have a lot of it. They also say they use heavily processed cocoa. Instead of using clean chocolate, most coffee houses and box mixes have Dutch processed cocoa powders. All right? Dutch cocoa. Well, what's wrong with the Dutch working on the cocoa? Sounds fine with me. So the cocoa has been treated to neutralize its acidity and make it taste less bitter. They say, unfortunately, this also significantly removes the flavonoids and antioxidants, which gives cocoa all its health benefits. They say, choose hot chocolate made with dark chocolate if it's available, because the dark chocolate is less likely to be processed. Okay? If you are going to make hot chocolate from scratch, use the unsweetened, non-alkalized cocoa powder, which tastes like crap. And then watch out for the surprise ingredients. Sometimes there'll be corn syrup, emulsifiers, anti-caking agents, stabilizers, and artificial flavors. I would love, like, a raspberry chocolate sort of drink. Doesn't that sound good? I want some hot cocoa. This study did nothing to sway me. Nothing. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and Tom working the dials. All right, so what about smoking age? And should we raise the smoking age to 21? Apparently, pediatricians are saying yes, and we need to regulate e-cigs more. They say most people who smoke started in their teens. So they said, while the number of kids trying tobacco for the first time has declined since the 1970s, there are still new smokers every year, and kids' doctors want to do something about it. So the AAP, or the American Academy of Pediatrics, came out with a strong new policy statement that urges policymakers to raise the minimum age people could buy nicotine products, whether it's cigarettes or e-cigs, and they wanted us to raise it to the age of 21. The public health benefits of barring people under age 21 from buying these products, they said, could be tremendous, including 4.2 million fewer years of lives lost among the next generation of American adults. Now, this was according to a report released in March by the Institute of Medicine. They say setting a new minimum age nationwide that SETI estimated will result in nearly a 250,000 fewer premature deaths and 50,000 fewer deaths from lung cancer among people born between 2000 and 2019. Teenagers, especially those between 15 and 17, most vulnerable to being addicted at the time while their brains were still developing. They say the study conducted at the request of the U.S. FDA studied the predicted benefits of raising the minimum legal age for buying tobacco products, currently 18 in most states, and maybe raising it to 19, 21, or even 25. Can you imagine raising it to 25? I mean, at that point, I why do it? The greatest health benefits would actually come from raising the legal age even higher to 25, like 50 years old. At which point the report estimates the prevalence of smokers among today's teens when they become adults would decline by 16%. The number of people who would not smoke if the age limit was raised to 21 is still significant. They think smoking rates would fall to 12%. They said even though fewer teenagers are using tobacco than ever before, more than half say they started smoking before they were 18. And the number of teens who tried e-cigs and hookahs tripled in 1 year. So the pediatric policy statement urges that the FDA regulate e-cigs and other electronic nicotine delivery systems to the same as other products. All right, so, I mean, would this work? I mean, all right, young people want to smoke, right? And, you know, raising the legal age, I don't think is really going to do much because kids are just going to get other kids to buy them for them, or they're still going to take their parents' cigarettes, et cetera. But, it's something we could do. The e-cigs is what's really piquing my curiosity on how government is going to try to limit that one. All right, you know, these e-cigs exploded, literally, too. But these e-cigs, without a lack of a better word, exploded in terms of popularity, in terms of use, faster than I think we have the infrastructure ready for, just like legalizing marijuana. That's going to just, like a firecracker, explode as well. And then everybody's going to be smoking, and everybody's going to be happy, and then all of a sudden we're going to figure out what the ramifications are later. So when it comes to these e-cigs, these kids, I see kids, and I'm like, okay, you know, do you do any drugs? Do you smoke? No, I don't smoke, but I vape. I go, how old are you? 14. You're vaping? How are you getting? I just rip him a new one. So it's a concern. It really is. You know, I had a nurse. I believe she was like 19 years old. And she said that she's addicted to vaping. I'm like, really? You just started it a month or two ago. But, I mean, it's a status symbol. People vape. It's a cool thing. I mean, I'm hoping, you know, as we move into the next year, it starts to be a little less popular. So if they want to raise the age, I'm not going to be that opposed to it. I just don't think that's what's doing it. I think we really need to educate these kids on what nicotine does and why nicotine is bad. Right? But, you know, and I keep saying this and I keep bringing this up. People know. Right? This is the problem we have. People know. And they don't care, okay? They know alcohol is bad. They know you're not supposed to drink and drive. They know that a nicotine addiction is ridiculous. I told you, you know how many people tell me they smoke because that's what keeps their weight down? Right? They know gosh darn well what they're doing. I don't know what the answer is because when people are purposely, taking things on like they are, like marijuana, we know there's risks, but they don't care. Okay? You know, we look at life much differently now. Okay? I think people don't think they're going to live forever anymore. I think people realize, look, you know, life is going to be full of ups and downs. And sometimes the best way to just, you know, get through life is to coast through. And this coasting idea, all right, you know, making things easier, helping you kind of, I don't know, escape reality, all right, that's very appealing to people. You know, we're not teaching our kids to deal with things head on. Do we, you know, ever teach our kids in school that they're going to get fired one day? Or they're going to have to contemplate bankruptcy? Or they're going to have the death of a friend or family member? Do we teach these kids that? No, we don't. Oh, you can't talk to kids about that. It's too dark. Many of them will not understand. You don't want to depress them. You don't want to give them a complex. No, 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 no. Okay? We need to teach our kids what real life is. And we don't do that. We say you got to go to college. We say you got to get a good job. We say you have to, you know, get good grades. You can make money. And so you can, you know, we tell everybody how to get the job. Right? And I think we're training kids really well on how to get a job, but we're not training them on how to lose a job. I'm hearing that some of these people, when they are losing a job, they start to scream, they start to yell, they'll break things on their way out. Okay, well, how is that going to let you get, how's that going to help you to get another job? We're not teaching kids to stop burning bridges. We're not teaching kids to realize that they should be lucky for what they have and not be griping about what they've lost. All right? I mean, I have to have that conversation with my kids all the time. They go, look, things could be worse. Things could be a lot worse. You guys are upset about X, Y, and Z, but look at what this family's going through over here. So, you know, people will say, well, Dahlia, that's the parents' job. The parents' job are the ones that have to ground them. The kids don't listen to parents. You think the kids listen to me? So I don't know how you would do that or how you would integrate that in, you know, a classroom setting. But I think, you know, this type of stuff needs to be taught. Okay? You know, how do you get through work if you have a migraine or if you have back pain? Okay, I mean, nowadays we have FMLA and sick leave, et cetera. But, you know, one of the reasons why we have such an issue and why we have to legislate is because kids don't know how to work through it. Okay? I don't want you going to work sick, and I don't want you going to work when you're having pain, et cetera. But some people, they have a little bit of a headache, or they have a little bit of anxiety, or they didn't get a good night's sleep, and they call out. Why are you calling out? All right, when are we going to toughen everybody up? And that's what I think we need to do. So here we are with the smoking, and maybe we'll raise the levels of the, you know, purchasing age, et cetera. I would just really like to see a teacher or a vice principal or a counselor telling these kids to buck the hell up. All right? You're having trouble losing weight? You go hit the gym. You don't go and hit the cigarette. Okay? Your friends are smoking? Tell them they're idiots and don't put a cancer stick in your mouth. All right? Everybody's vaping now. Stop it. It's stupid. Costs you money. It we don't even know what the heck you're breathing in. When is somebody going to talk to kids like that? They don't. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.